Dooley's. Dooley's. Dooley's is a red, red sweet potato. Dooley.
Do you know how that's spelled?
I would spell it D-O-O-L-I-E. I am not correct. You might want to call that Dolly.
Well, do people around here ever refer
to Dooley? Now, that Dooley, I don't know that I ever saw the word Dooley ever written. But a sweet potato that's right red looking. Oh, it's not a real red, but it's red to the average. It's spoken of as the good old Dooley. And I don't know if I ever see that word in print. I'm making my own spelling. I don't know but what Dooley would be, D-O-O-L-E-Y.
Right.
Dooley. Well, anyway, it's Dooley.
Do you ever hear people call them yams around here?
Yes, it's yams. Dooley's and yams.
We're talking about corn. You know that outside covering on it?
The husk. Shucks.
What about that part that grows right out the top of the stalk?
The tassel. The silk.
Now, is that on the ear itself? Or is that the same thing?
The tassel?
Yes, ma'am.
And the silks? Oh, no. Uh-uh. The silks is more like the little silky hairs, you know. And then the tassel is, I call it the bloom of the corn. That springs out. It's fancy corn like a bloom.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, that's what I always call the tassel.
Nice.
And the silk, you know, when we, you, it's one of them silks that nearly evergreen up around the top. Mean to get off.
I see. I wanted to ask you about a few other different kinds of animals besides farm animals. Do you have any kind of bird around here that people say is supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Owls?
Do you have different types?
Well, screech owl and the hoot owl. He says, hoo, hoo, hoo. And then the screech owl.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Oh, the woodpecker. You can, if you used to go to my home on O'Neill, we had an elm tree back there. The mistletoe's going to get it, and you know about mistletoe.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what it'll do to a tree, do you?
Yes, ma'am.
It's just like cancer is to the body. It'll suck the life out of the tree. Well, someday, I tried to keep it on. Much as I could, and then of course the last year or two I couldn't look at anything. My husband was gone. But someday a fine elm tree over there, that mistletoe will get it. But if you were to go to it, it's got more than one round ring here, that old woodpecker has made just that round a ring, and those little holes are just perfect all the way through. And it's in that elm tree that's in front of the garage.
Have you ever heard people around here refer to a woodpecker as a peckerwood?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's called peckerwood, but yeah, we call him woodpecker. Oh, I might have said peckerwood.
Well, have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yes, when he was ugly to him.
I see.
So he's just an old peckerwood.
So it's not a complimentary
thing? No, they don't. I don't want them to call me peckerwood.
Do you have this animal around here that's black, got a white stripe down
its back? Oh, yes, a polecat. Yes, he can let you know he's here.
I'll bet. Is that the same thing as what some people call a skunk?
Yes, polecat and skunk. He's all the same thing to me. Black with a little white stripe down his back. He's pretty, right. But he's pretty ugly.
Do you have these little animals with the long, bushy tails?
Squirrels. Very few, but we do have a few.